Oh, there's cups. We're starting right now.
Welcome to the Dark Marge show. Hold on, let me grab a mic. You're looking at Josie Kett. It's her birthday. This is the birthday party. Hold on 1 second.
Oh no, what are you going to do to me?
Welcome to the Dark Marge show. It's the lighter side of the dark side. I am Dark Mark.
Yes. I'm afraid. What's going
to
happen to me today?
Hello. By the way, this is my wonderful co-host, Josie Kett. Josie, you want to say happy birthday to the Dark Minions?
Okay.
Yes. It's not their birthday. It's my birthday. Happy birthday, Josie.
Hello, Dark Minions.
Yes, it is Josie Kett's birthday. I guess I'm going to be doing this for a while. But
You like it. Come on over.
Kneeling in front of Josie. It is Josie Kett's birthday party. We've got quite a full studio of guests.
We do. And, all my favorite people.
All your favorite people. And actually,
I get to be one of your favorite people?
A couple young men. That is Orpheus Black. You know him. He's been on the show a couple times. He was on my birthday show. He was the only guy that was invited to my birthday show. But
I liked
Hi,
him.
Dad. We're in the middle of a show.
Hi, Dad.
Right. Say hello. we're in the middle of a radio show. You're a podcast, so you're on air.
Now, are you on the air?
Yep. So are you.
Oh, good. Well, happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you. Say hello, Dark Minions.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yay.
Dad, say hello, Dark Minions.
That is so cute. Hello, Mr. Cat. How are you?
Mr. Cat. Mr. Cat.
Good. I've been good since 1968.
Yes. Well, he's a rock and roller. He plays drums.
I can imagine.
I think I took a pill, and I've been good ever since.
Well, I think your wife
think
didn't take
a pill.
I think your wife didn't take a pill, and Josie Cat was born. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, your father... One of these days we're going to have you come in and we're going to do the Josie Kett and Father show. It'll be a whole therapy session. We'll bring some psychiatrists, crazy people. How about that?
I always appear when I can give a drum solo.
Well, we do have a drummer here, so I think we got it covered.
No, he can't cover me.
I didn't know. Oh, we got a couple drummers. I forgot Mindy's a drummer, our producer. Josie, I didn't know your father was Buddy Rich, so that's interesting. Anyway.
Well, I recorded at Buddy Rich's studio, but I prefer Ginger Baker.
And we prefer Ginger Lynn. Anyway, so I don't mean to call off your father, but I got to really get the show going.
Bye, Dad. I'll call you later. Love you.
Bye.
I was going to tell him how his sperm turned out very nicely, but let me introduce everybody in the studio. We got a whole studio full of people. We've got our old friend, not old friend. He's a very good friend, Orpheus Black. We love Orpheus.
Yo, what's up? Happy birthday, baby!
Yes, you won more awards for Dirty Talk, and we got some special stuff coming on later. So
I liked it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Let's do it.
Yes, and then right next to you, we got Chuck Sapien, is it?
Sapienza.
Chuck he's Sapienza. Italian.
Chuck Sapienza, my paisan, who is apparently still the drummer for Pissant.
Technically, yeah.
Technically. So, and that's Josie's band. We're going to do the Hollywood Report. Did you drum on Sex Junkie or did you do the later album?
I did not do the drums on Sex Junkie, no.
How about Your Best Sucks?
No.
He was with other bands then.
Yeah.
So close?
I was whoring myself out to other bands.
We didn't record with him.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Across from you is somebody Josie's never met, but I've met, and she was on the show. She was on the show when you were doing yoga. She's a ghost hunter. She's a hypnotist. She's a psychic.
Ghost hunter. I love that.
She's going to tell you your future. She didn't bring the parrot this time, but maybe next time, Terry Huberman.
Hello.
Beautiful,
happy
lovely
birthday.
Terry Huberman. Right next to Terry. And this is appropriate for Goth Day. This is World Goth Day. I don't know if you're aware of that. Is our friend, the only goth conservative blogger and columnist, Joseph Fine.
Hello, hello. And happy birthday, Josie.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you.
And next to Josephine is the least conservative person you'll ever find, which is the beautiful former Miss Gay Pride Portland, San Diego, Las Vegas, Emmy Award nominee, beautiful, stunning Sasha Scarlett.
Happy birthday.
Sasha, thank
How
you.
How are you, girl?
Fabulous, like
it's
you.
Good to see you. You're a sexy bitch.
No, you are.
Oh, that's true. I can't argue that.
Well, one of you smells like vagina. I'm not sure which. But anyway, so the
next. Oh, my gosh.
Didn't you say that before? So you're like, hmm, this smells
I'm
like
wearing Eau de Vagina. That's my perfume. Calvin Klein.
As somebody who knows a lot about Eau de Vagina, right next to you is actor, model,
photographer,
co-star of mine in the Piss Ant So Close video. It is Eli Brooks. I don't know what's going to happen with that mic. Hold on with that mic.
Wow, you have a good radio voice.
I know, it's very deep.
Super deep into that mic, right up against your face.
I'm going to try to swing over to another mic.
You know I hate the headphones. I like the head part, but not the phones part.
What do you need to do? Share my mic?
Right. The cordless mic is not working, so we're going to have to share the mic. Yes, something like that. So
Mark,
where do
you
we
want
start?
Your seat
where
back?
Do you want to start first, Josie?
I don't know. I don't run this thing.
Okay. Well, I just
hang out and show my boobs.
Well, before, yes.
Are we going to get to see goods this time?
Goods are good.
What do you mean? Oh, not this again.
Okay. So I'm kneeling before Josie. Before I start the show, does anybody want some whiskey, some absinthe?
Actually, I brought Josie a gift.
Whiskey. Okay. Uh-oh. We're going to start with Sasha Scarlett. Sasha, what? Oh!
There it is. Are you trying to get me drunk,
Happy
Sasha?
I would never do that.
For people on iTunes that can't see this, Sasha got a bottle of Grey Goose for Josie.
Nice.
It's opening up. I better get some cups. Hold on 1 second. Josie, talk while
I'm drink it out of the bottle. Come on. We're at Skid Row Studios.
Scott was going to bring me some
cups. Let's be a little trashy.
Eli is opening it up.
Eli knows how to do this. Hey, come on, Eli.
Have a real man.
Put some muscle in it.
Have a real man do it.
Here, pass it over here.
This bullshit.
Use your thighs, Eli.
Yeah. Like I keep... Never mind.
Anyway, so keep talking. Keep talking. It's a party. Anyway, so...
No, I'm loving this.
Oh, he's got
I'm loving
cups. This. Okay, so... Nobody can hear anything. I'm sitting here talking.
This is my assistant, Scott.
Everyone's silent. No mic.
Yeah. I'm sitting here talking about a mic. Nobody's talking. Okay.
I like that.
Josie Cups.
So, Sasha.
Sorry.
Sasha, we'll start with you since you brought gifts.
Oops. Yes.
Yeah, you with the phallic things, I know how it goes. But Sasha, now what happened with Miss Long Beach?
I lost.
How did that happen? Who was more fabulous in Long Beach than you?
Let's just say there's stuff that happened behind the scenes that had nothing to do. I won every category of the pageant, but I lost fundraising by $22.
Oh. Yeah. I have a feeling there might be some dick sucking.
No, if there was some dick sucking, I would have won that shit.
Oh. So I'm sorry to hear that because I was pulling for you. And,
but there are no losers.
Right. Oh, that's not what you said last time.
Yeah.
So what's the next con? You said you were going to a fetish walk or not a fetish walk? It was some
DomCon.
You went to DomCon. How was DomCon?
DomCon become a fetish walk.
I know.
He acts like he's never been fucking DomCon.
There was some event. There was like a zombie walk. Is there some event that you were going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
I was hosting the Long Beach Pride Parade.
Yes, the Long Beach Pride Parade. It's a gay Pride Parade.
That's what I was. Gay Pride Parade with my gays.
Yes, how was that?
There was 250,000 of them. Yeah, there was a lot of them. It was huge. It was great. That's a lot of damn gays. And
especially
there's
some
lesbians, too. They sat on the right-hand side of the street with the Subarus. And all the gay guys were on the left-hand side of the street.
Well, let's get to this, because I've heard that gays and lesbians sometimes don't get along.
There is that rumor. Yeah. I get along with both. Because
Arby seems to know about this.
Do gays like lipstick lesbians?
What about them?
Do gays like lipstick lesbians?
No, I like lipstick lesbians.
Even the lesbians that look like Josie Cat.
Oh, I would do Josie in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd do Josie on top of you.
The line.
I think everybody at this table, even Terry is in agreement on this one.
Did you get some, Goose?
The line forms to the left.
Hold on. Yeah, she got some goose. I goosed her. I'm sure Orpheus, you were at DomCon too, right?
No, I was up at Tribal Fest.
What's Tribal Fest?
Tribal Fest is a belly dance convention.
Oh yeah.
Do you belly dance?
No, I don't.
does your lovely wife do?
My wife does, and it was just hot women all week. If you were at DomCon, you got a good amount, but fucking Tribal Fest is hot central.
Well, I hosted a belly dancing festival, Gothla, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
A lot
Gothla?
Of Gothla. Gothla,
yeah,
L.A.
Like a fusion, right?
Gothla,
like
yeah. Gothla.
Fusion.
Gothla. And it was so weird because I joked.
I don't think of that one.
Were you there?
I wasn't there, no, but I plan on being there next time around. So
I was like, you know, he was at DomCon.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys cross paths?
He was hooded.
Yeah.
He was in
ooh,
secret.
I normally.
Yeah. Oh, basically, yeah. All that's encased
in PVC. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. He wouldn't mess up his hair.
No.
Well, I'm not going to get to my belly dance story, but Eli Brooks, let me start with you, and we'll go around. Now, Eli Brooks is the kind of guy, this dude is, when I met you on the set of So Close, the Pissant video, it was like, and you know this dude is way too good looking. He's got to be an asshole, and then he turned out to be a really cool guy. It's like, like Joseph, right? Right? This is the kind of guy you're like, oh fuck him, and then he's like, oh, he's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. So sometimes.
So are you mainly a photographer, actor? I don't even.
Well, really, mainly I try not to be an asshole. That's what I do most of the time. So I'm being pretty successful in that. But aside from that, photography, yeah, mainly.
That's a career.
Yeah. It takes a lot of work. It does for some people.
I would fail at that career.
Well, because your acting career included a video with the metal band Dokken.
Right. Oh yeah, that was fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was a fun one. I had a lot of memories going back to a friend of mine getting wasted and always putting on Rockin' with Dokken, you know, all on the jukebox.
And in 2012, you actually met Dokken.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, they're not too rockin' anymore.
No, not so much. I saw Don's he dropped his trowel like. To strip completely naked and change right in front of me. That was something I could have gone without, actually. But they didn't.
Was that intentionally?
That's hot.
You think Dokken was trying to rock with you?
I don't know. Probably my hot lady friend, actually.
You did have a hot girlfriend at that time.
Yeah. they had a handle of Jack, and that went a ways, but I don't think they had any Viagra on hand.
And the main question I'm going to ask everybody, although Sasha, we know the answer, but... How did you meet Josie Cat? There's got to be a story there.
Well, for me, first up?
Yeah.
Okay. I owned a medical marijuana dispensary.
Of course.
And I was looking.
Did you say owned or owned?
Owned. Owned, yeah.
Past tense.
Yeah, unfortunately. And,
Mindy's behind the board going, God damn it.
I was going.
Me and Mindy got a party later.
Were you on the 420 special?
I still know some people. All right, me. No, and then so I figured out there was a breast cancer awareness kind of punk rock, kind of rock and roll night going on and called Rock Your Titties, and I remember that. And
Rockin' Titties.
Yeah, and Elizabeth Aston and Josie.
I do all the breast cancer.
Yeah, go figure that Josie was at Rockin' Titties.
Right. I ended up meeting all these ladies, and I figured it would be a good thing to do pro bono photography to help support cancer.
Yeah. Pro bono? He didn't say boner.
He said pro boner photography.
He's got a pro boner.
Hey, you know.
We've seen Elizabeth. We've seen Josie. We know about the pro boner.
Yeah, Alicia was there as well. So.
Oh, yeah, Alicia.
But, yeah, so I thought it would be a good thing to go ahead and support cancer and then take some pictures. And so that's what we meant.
And, Josie, how come he got to be the lead in the So Close video and spank all the girls and look like a badass, and I got to play the politician that you kill?
You spanked all the girls. What are you talking about? You didn't spank anyone.
No. I spanked the shit out of Elizabeth. She was the only one that would let me spank her. Everybody else was like, ew. And you like,
that's not true.
And you let me spank you, too.
That's not true. You had all the girls on top of you.
Yeah,
you had it good.
No, I remember
you died.
I remember you giving direction. Come on, girls, pretend you're into him, and you pretend you like his money, and it's horrible. I can't wait to do a scene with Eli.
That's not true.
I remember they kind of approached me as like, well, we need someone to chain smoke, drink whiskey, and spank a bunch of hot girls. And I'm like, God, sold. Typecasting.
Why didn't I get the
call? I get pigeonholed all the time. It's horrible.
Yo, I think we need a chub love, just like big guy thing going on over here. Because let's just gang up and beat this guy.
Oh, that's already 4-on-1.
Don't worry, Eli. I'll protect you.
That's right.
I'll see you, Eli.
Come at me, bro. Yeah. Come at me.
But anyway, so, yeah, and... I remember Eli was, he was the detective standing over my prone dead body at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I remember,
I think the sun was coming
no,
out.
No, yeah.
We're trying to get done before
no,
the
No, remember when the car creeped by and they thought I was really dead?
Oh, yeah. We had a couple strange looks of people thinking there's this guy in a fedora and an overcoat like Dick Tracy or something looking at this dead corpse on the street. And I didn't know what to make of that.
Because there's people with fedoras and Dick Tracy coats all the time in downtown Los Angeles.
And in L.A., maybe. You know.
Okay. So, Josephine, if you could stop tweeting for a second.
Now, he's addicted.
Now, grab one of the mics. Please grab one of the mics. Thank you, Sasha.
Hello.
Sasha. Now, this is funny because you, Sasha, I know that I said consider a columnist, and I know a lot of people get turned off. Let me tell you about this guy. First off, Sasha Scarlett, beautiful.
Exactly.
You have no problem with her. You have no problem with her lifestyle.
Couldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
That's
it.
I know.
He's not that
conservative.
Well, my district is West Hollywood. Yeah, I'm going to get annoyed by that. No, I don't think so.
So how does goth conservatism, how do you become the goth conservative common?
I started politics first back way, very young, 15. Been up on Capitol Hill, came out here, got involved, became a goth around 2003.
And how did that happen?
Oh, he's new goth.
Yes, I'm new goth. I still got my diaper on.
You ain't got your lace yet.
By the way, the diaper's coming later. But you haven't sharpened your teeth at the fangs yet.
Well, basically, my philosophy matches the goth lifestyle: live and let live.
So you're not socially conservative. You're socially liberal, fiscally conservative.
Well, more or less socially libertarian. Yeah. Live and let live. You know, government out of the bedroom and out of the wallet. Yeah. You know. Let people do business however they want. Let people live their life however they want. And start fighting.
And Terry's agreeing with you, and I agree with that too. Yeah. But then you work for Glenn Beck, but that's a whole other story.
What?
Wow. That's a job. She needed a job.
I'm not a Glenn Beck fan, actually. Give me one of those guys. I'm a local guy.
And how often have we been fans of our bosses anyways?
Right, exactly. But apparently Glenn Beck was actually a good boss, good benefits.
He's fantastic. It's great to work for him. It really is.
You know, I told you he used to be a top 40 DJ. Did you check out that YouTube clip of Glenn Beck doing, hey, it's the Bean Morning Zoo?
No,
but
you know what? He really is like this very charismatic person.
I'm sure
he
is.
It does not surprise me. That
I'm sure he is.
So
but
was it. Really nice guy.
Yeah, waka, waka, waka. It's the Bean Morning Zoo. Have you seen that, Joseph, with Glenn Beck on the Morning Zoo?
I'm sure I can find
it. You got to YouTube it. YouTube everybody at the Dark Mark Show. First, YouTube our shows, please. We need to
be sure.
But then go to the
Glenn
Beck.
I'm totally going
to
see it.
If
you're listening to the sound of my voice, subscribe to the Dark Mark Show.
Exactly. Ooh. I'm with Joseph.
Boom.
So, Joseph, when did you meet Joseph? I think I introduced you to him.
Yeah, you did. I think like one of the nights we were out at either Bar Sinister or actually...
I think it might have been Batcave, actually.
Batcave, yeah.
And I remember your eyes bugging out of your head when you saw the beautiful Josie Cat.
Still doing it.
Yeah,
look at that. That was bugging out, too, I bet.
Trust me, he wasn't thinking about tax cuts when he was looking at Josie Cat. That's for sure.
Yeah, something more important.
Yeah,
Josie is.
Yeah, he wasn't like Romney. If Josie told you to shoot Romney, you'd be like, okay, I'll go ahead. I'll do that. But I'll beat him up.
One good kick to the balls, anyway.
Yeah, you'll if Josie Cat told you to kick Mitt Romney in the balls, would you do it?
If Josie told me to do anything, I'd probably follow.
Josie, we've got 36 minutes for you to think of something for Joseph to do.
Oh, I could think of all kinds of things.
I can think of something.
Oh, you could.
I'm thinking blow Eli.
I'm thinking Sasha's all for that.
We have a professional relationship.
You're doing way too few for me, guys.
You don't have to do anything. You just stand there.
Yeah. Just look pretty.
You've got the easy job. But anyway, Terry Human. First off, Josie, you always want a sexy guy show. How about this, huh?
Terry's not a sexy guy.
I was saying Terry is not a sexy guy. Terry's a sexy woman.
Okay, I'll take that.
She's a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
And she is a psychic. She's a hypnotist. She was on our show one night when Josie was doing yoga, and we had you were talking about your ghost hunting.
Yep.
But once again, and we used to date. And I didn't know you were a hypnotist. Oh, I knew you were a hypnotist, but I didn't know you were a
hypnotist. Of course you were supposed to know that she was a hypnotist. Yeah.
You don't remember.
A wedding ring.
What? You dated Mark?
Did you ever hypnotize
me? Wait, what does dated mean exactly?
Yo, can we interview you about that? Because I'd really like to know.
I'd like to know.
Yeah. I thought it was your psychic reading.
Yeah.
You started psychic readings after you went out with me, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
It depends how you look at it. Water rings, yes. Mediumship, yes. Tarot cards, no.
Okay.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
All right, because I'm going to get back to you, Terry, because I got to get to Chuck, and I got to get to Orpheus. But we're going to have you explain water rings and do that very shortly, okay?
Okay.
Chuck Seppiani?
Close enough. Everyone talks about
it. It sounds fancy.
Montagotti. I don't know what your name is.
He's too busy.
Are you the guy Charles Sapien?
He's too busy drinking.
Something like that?
Yes. Yeah, that's me.
That's a cool fucking name. I got to tell you, like, I just dig the fucking name. I was like, what is this guy? I've never went to your page, but I saw it come up. And I was like, that's a cool fucking name. I always wanted to know how it came about. But that's your actual last name, like abbreviation?
Yeah, it's a shortening of my last name, yeah.
That's fucking cool. I got to tell
you. That's like Homo sapien.
Yeah.
Just stop it. Yeah. Just
say it. Silly. Oh,
I set it up for you. You knock it down.
So you've been a touring drummer for Pissant. Is that what?
We've played some shows, and I've been a roadie for a long time.
Is that what happened?
No, he plays drums.
How did you meet Mr. Sapien?
Our bands used to play together, and they used to rehearse together.
What was his band?
Rebuilt V8.
Oh, yeah, Rebuilt V8.
And
Punk Rock Band.
And my other band, Captain Colostomy and the Flaming Amroids.
I could have been the lead singer for that band right there. I'm just telling you.
I thought Mindy's band's title was pretty good.
It sounds like something I want to take my children
Mindy,
on.
What's the name of your band?
Dangerously Sleazy.
Because that's good, but that's not as good.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
Nobody ever asked me the name of my band.
What is the name of your band?
Rubber Gimp Baby. Exactly. Rubber Gimp Baby.
So how did you become the drummer in Pissant?
She did a charity event for my friend's place a few years ago. And I remember we were talking about something, and all of a sudden she goes, well, okay, you're the new drummer. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Get in here.
Come on in.
Gorgeous, come on in.
Did you have groupies as a drummer?
No. Yes, no, I'm a fucking musician, not a fucking rock guitar.
Well,
I can't afford groupies.
I provide them.
Yeah, and speaking of belly dancers earlier, we have one in the house right now.
Dancer, right?
Nice.
Yeah, come here, babe.
Oh.
Introduce yourself.
Hello. Hi, kids. What's up?
This is the lovely Sahira Sin.
I like how they just took the camera all off of me.
Yeah.
Hi,
Sahira.
Hi, my name's Sahira Sin. Hello. I do belly dance things.
Oh, if I knew you were coming, I would have your belly dance for...
If you want to, yeah.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay,
do it.
Are we gonna do a belly dance over here? I'll turn the camera around, okay?
Okay.
And then we're gonna do a water reading, and then Orpheus is gonna play.
Take time. I'm gonna play.
What do you play?
What?
My cock.
Seraphim, come on. Let me.
I got sticks in a bucket. If you want to do a drum solo?
Sticks in a bucket. That's a good band name.
You are, because I'm wearing flats.
So this is a birthday belly dance.
She's like 5'10" at least.
Did she go to Tribal Fest?
Oh, yeah.
Do we have any belly dancing music? Well, you're not going to hear it.
Not porn music.
Okay, wait. Let's find something with our phone.
I can make it happen.
Yeah, find something, Eli.
Okay,
in the meantime,
Hungarian.
Were there any gnarly road stories with Josie? Come on, you got to tell one.
She's fallen on her butt a few times.
Have you seen that ass? How could she not?
Hell, I've seen that on Friday night.
Well, it's different when it's on stage because the stage is so wet and slippery.
I usually fall on my ass every time I perform. I always slip and fall. One time I did a slip and fall, and I did a somersolt and landed on my feet by accident.
That was awesome.
Were you there for that?
That was fucking awesome.
That was crazy.
That's talent.
And someone filmed it and they put their logo, like they did it at the, they put their logo at the beginning of the whole thing and their logo was in front of the fall. I'm like, how stupid. But anyway.
Were you wearing a short skirt? Maybe that was
No, I don't wear skirts on stage for that reason.
You shouldn't call that a fall. You should call it a dismount.
Because I saw you perform with your new band Carrera on Tuesday.
I decided to lay
Sing
down.
Foxy Lady.
Yeah.
What?
And
I decided to lay down.
Mess up the words again.
I always mess up the words. I mess up the words to the lyrics
Foxy
I write.
Lady?
I mess up my own lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Birthday belly dance. Come on over, Josie. It's
I'm
all for you.
So
right.
Now, it's Runaway by Beats Antique. Does that work for you?
Love Beats Antique. You got to put it up to the microphone. There you go.
Take you on a journey.
How about being hypnotized?
I want you to relax. Stare deeply into the vibrating hips. As they gyrate, you are finding your inner place. You might try not to have an erection in front of all these people. Or she less because she hears what we're saying, right?
Oh, go girl! I think we need to get up. I'll get up and dance with her.
Yeah, I would like to
do it.
Get off your phone.
But you guys show,
I have to be on my phone.
Show the belly, show the boobs.
Get off your phones and move
it. Damn, she's feeling it. This is what happens. I bring beer and belly dancers. That's how you know. That's how you know you got a good friend. I can see potential. I'm uncomfortably aroused. Fucking sexy. Oh, just mimic. There you go. You can even do this. If you go after 15 minutes, he charges, though.
Wow. I left Tribal Fest to get it sexy. We come here, it's sexy.
Yeah, I see. When you started talking about
right now, man.
When you started talking about that, I was like, got you, bro.
Were you at Tribal Fest? Oh, wow.
Yay! Come here, girl.
That was sexy. What a bonus.
Thank you so much.
That's
that
why
was
when
awesome.
You were getting on about that earlier, I was like, that's funny
Josie,
you mentioned that.
DJ Eli.
I'm gonna borrow your mic for a second. Josie, if you come over here, Terry's gonna give you a water reading. Now, Terry, explain to everybody what a water reading is.
So basically, it's psychometry, except you're using water. So what psychometry is just gathering energy into an object of some sort. Usually it's a ring or a watch or something.
What about implant?
Well,
I'm about to try my first implant reading. So excited.
Feel free to be hands-on.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
I'll just need to
motivate. There's a first time for everything.
Oh, my God.
I think I'll motion for the implant reading.
Yeah. So water is really, really conductive to energy. So it's really... and then you have like a metal bowl, so everything is here. Now, earlier I did ask Josie to kind of put her hands in and just kind of like focus on something.
I thought I was getting a manicure.
Right. Because the water was really
hard. It was like a bait and switch.
So I'm just going
to
actually ask you to put your hands in again. Because it was a lot of confusion happening in there.
So there's no confusion.
Okay.
Now.
So maybe it's actually what's happening. Okay, great.
I see your game.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on over there?
Sasha and Eli are
here. Shut the hell up.
Sasha and Eli seem to be getting along very well.
Can you blame me? She's rather charming, actually.
Did you see Sasha's legs? My God. She's nice legs.
It's the CrossFit.
Picking anything up, Terry?
Goodness, I'm getting stuff, so.
Let's get that whiskey over this
way.
Okay, I thought you liked it.
Yeah, what kinds of things can you take your hands out now, because I need to breathe the water. which has your energy. And earlier, I was just kind of tapping into your aura and stuff. And one of the first things that actually came to my mind was that I was seeing a lot of children.
I'm trying to help.
Okay, so
I eat them.
So along with that, I was on the path of, if you don't want any, you need to be extra careful for the next 3 months.
What?
Yes.
I don't like this. Go ahead.
But also, here's something super cool.
Has menopause set in? I mean, what's a...
Fuck you, Mark. You finally got your first fuck you of the night.
No, that's... You need to get this guy to kick him in the balls now.
But I think you're going to like this, okay? Because there is a chunk of change coming into you. It feels more like it's a family type of gift.
Ooh, you're going to blow with the job of relatives.
My grandma's in the hospital.
Well, it doesn't necessarily... It doesn't necessarily mean grandma's giving it to you. You know, but it's just that there's a chunk of change. It doesn't feel like it's work related. So it's not something you have to necessarily earn. It's going to be given to you.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
She likes when people give her
money. More hand jobs in the parking lot.
Finally. More free hand jobs.
I was going to say free last, but now that doesn't work.
So also, there's daisies around you, okay? So daisies.
Daisy chain.
Wow, everything can be done with everything here.
Oh, what a great porn name, Daisy Chain.
No. Nice. So to me...
I'm copywriting that.
Going in the form?
To me, that represents newness, okay? So there's...
Nudeness?
Nudeness?
Nice.
No, it's newness. So there is going to be a chapter closing in your life with something new happening, okay? It does feel relationship-oriented.
Right.
relationship can mean...
It could be anything.
Relationship doesn't necessarily mean sexual. It doesn't necessarily mean romantic.
That's
bad.
I
mean, it
could mean...
Right, so just don't...
She's getting a new pit bull.
A relationship could be with animals. I mean, it's just, you know, just...
I forgot the crowd that I
know. Eli's going to put on a collar right now.
So anyways, so there's just like a close to a chapter in a relationship. Just think general. Also, there's something about a car moving forward. And going, okay, so exiting off the freeway. Okay, so if there is, sorry, I know this makes no sense to you, I'm putting it all together. So there's this path that you're on, and in whatever direction you're going right now, but there's confusion, and there are avenues.
That's always, all the time.
Okay. So here's my thing, is like I see you driving on a freeway. Now, this is all metaphorical, okay? Just consider, I mean, look at this metaphorically. You're driving on a freeway, and you see a lot of exits. You want to take every exit, but you actually can't. Because some exits are going to really suck really hard for you to take, and some aren't. You need to get in touch with your inner child. You need to become more childlike. Not childish.
That means she's going to poop her pants later on.
I'm talking about literally grabbing pen and paper and coloring whatever you used to do as a child that you would lose your time in.
Breastfeed me.
I'd like to become more childlike on that note, actually. I think I've really...
I got lipstick on you.
I've never seen kids like that. So anyways, for you to be able to choose that right path, you actually have to... you can find the right exit. You'll find the right exit, and I want to say within 3, because the number 3 is coming. So that's either within 3 days, 3 years, 3 months. You'll find the right exit.
But first,
you really do need to do things like color. Do things that kids... do.
Body paint in a threesome.
There are some kids apparently that do that, but that's what I'm saying. The confusion will go away if you get in touch with your inner child. Play, okay? And not necessarily sexual play. You know, it's like it's...
Aww.
No, I'm talking
BDSM.
Think elementary school. Cut out, you know, those color forms, whatever it is.
Well, speaking of play, so make shrinky-dinks.
Shrinky-dinks.
I love it. I want to put that in the birthday bag.
Totally do
Terry,
that.
If anything else comes to you, please let just burn it out. But now it's time for some serious adult play. Because Orpheus, and if you don't know Orpheus, Orpheus is a award-winning dirty storyteller, but he is also a professional dom.
That's right.
He set women on fire in the studio.
Yeah. But, did you see the haterism? They're like, you're inviting the guy back after he set somebody on fire?
Who was that?
That was some haterism.
Don't.
I was surprised that person said that. I think they were trying to be funny, but no, you're one of the best guests we ever had. I want to have all you guys on a full show, and I know I know we're just doing a little bit at a time, and I apologize about that, but I want to have every one of you guys on. I've had most of you guys on for a full show. I want Eli back for a full show. Sasha, you're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
I want to be on Eli's full show. Joseph, Terry, we're going to have you do psychic readings like for a whole show when Joseph's here, right?
Yes, please.
Sarah, we need to really talk to you. I really need to talk to you.
Yeah, I would love to come back more prepared.
How about the three of you guys sometime in June? But all first, we got to have you back on for a whole show. But
for real.
You promised a special birthday play for Josie.
Yeah, I brought a lot of rope.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
So I'm thinking rope and spankings.
So let's cut loose and get tied up, right?
I know Eli's
not
with the spankings.
Ass side up.
Ass side up?
No.
Is that like a sunny side up? What are you talking about?
You just let it red for a little. You let it pink up for a second and flip it over.
Pink up, I like that.
I like that.
That's my name. That's my poor name. Pink up.
Okay, so... Wait, what happened to my interview? Everybody got... It's like, come in and get straight to fucking work.
What is that?
You won a new storytelling award.
Yeah, I'm a body story slam champion two times over. So I'm going for another title coming up.
What's the story you're going to tell this time?
Oh, man. Actually, I'm going to go deep and actually talk about my ex-wife.
Deep.
Ooh. I try to usually avoid that.
I didn't know you had more than one.
I married three women at the same time.
Are you Mormon?
How does that happen?
No, I'm not Mormon. I want more man than most.
That was quick.
No, but I'm poly, so we had a ceremony with three women, and it broke up, so... I'm still with one, but I'm going to tell a sexual story about one of them. Actually, I've been avoiding it, so this is going to be a first.
It's going to be a different story.
And she's probably going to hear about it and call and cuss me out, but fuck it.
But what was the last story you told that won the prize?
Oh, about me having sex during an earthquake with sheriffs in the room, butt naked.
Fuck, hell yeah.
With sheriffs in the room.
Yeah. Actually, this girl said she wanted to be date raped, and her parents were away, and I went to her house, and she forgot that I was coming. And so I crawled
no
through the
intended.
Seriously, and her parents were sheriffs, and they were away for the weekend.
Oh God!
So I decided to climb through the window and do the whole thing. She freaked out. I calmed her down. I was 21, okay. So I started. We got back to the rough sex, some spanking her, doing the whole nine yards, and the fucking earthquake happened. That big Northridge earthquake
maybe
happened.
You just
I thought it was. Yeah, I thought it was too. Now, right?
Because that's like what I did.
And we jump up in the middle, and we're in the fucking doorway holding on for dear life, and I'm butt naked, and her parents are standing right there in their sheriff's outfits.
Her parents were sheriffs?
Yeah. And they were standing there, and they didn't like me at all. They didn't want me in their house at all.
Why?
Because I was a bit of a thug back then.
I don't know.
I
know whenever,
I was a bit of a thug back then.
I'm surprised you guys haven't crossed paths at Sanctuary. Sasha.
You're a Sanctuary?
I am a Sanctuary.
Oh, well, I'm always a Sanctuary.
And Joseph, I want to encourage you to take Orpheus's classes.
Oh, yeah, come on out.
Orpheus, not Orpheus.
It's all about what he's going to do to Josie. He can teach you.
Oh, yeah.
So, Orpheus, you want to
And if you're good, I'll let you lick my hand afterward.
Always a gentleman. Smell the fingers and we'll go from there.
All right. Be back.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where you want me? I think we're
going to
do it
right
here so we can...
Right there. So we can get on camera.
Are we doing a commercial break?
We're going to bondage up, Josie.
Oh, shit. And then...
Are we going to hog tie her?
We're not going to hog tie her, but we're definitely going to make it so she can't stop us spanking her.
Don't worry, Josie. It's all good Christian fun.
It's very conservative. Glenn Beck does this all the time.
Yeah. I'm Jewish, so I'm good.
So am I. I'm with you.
Are you Jewish?
Oh, he's a.
Yeah. Oh,
Josie Cat is Jewish. I
put the drink down, Josie.
Yes.
I'm not practicing.
Josie, put the gefilte fish down. Put the manischewitz down.
The lox and bagel.
Listen to you guys.
And you know what, Sasha? While he's doing that,
yes.
Did you want to sing happy birthday to Josie, or you want to do that while she's tied up?
I can sing happy birthday to Josie. Would you like me to sing for you?
Because I was gonna do it with the cordless mic, but that's not working. If you can use this mic,
I have to move over there.
Oh, you can do it from your seat.
Because you're gonna be standing behind me or something.
No, I wanted you to do the whole like sexy.
Yeah, you're gonna step in your spotlight.
Okay, we gotta go in front of the camera. Yeah. Okay. Actually, if you can go ahead and switch seats,
because
the camera will be on you.
Sorry. Get your ass over in the right seat. Thank you.
I wish I could belly dance like that.
Okay.
Okay. Do you see where we are? I will. This is...
What's the camera focusing on?
It's focusing on
boobs. Boobs.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Some of your best features.
Yeah.
Your personality. It's focusing in on your personality.
So are you ready, Josie? This is your birthday song. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Birthday, dear Josie. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
I love you. Can I? Somebody pass a towel.
I need a cigarette.
Yeah, I need to
clean up on aisle two, please. Yeah.
That was wonderful, Sasha. Now, Orpheus, I'm going to put the mic over here. You describe what you're doing.
So we're doing a simple breast harness. I figure we're going to do something to accentuate her boobs. You
know, yeah, that's just what she needs.
That's
yeah.
a technical
And then we're going to cinch them up and pull them up really nice and high.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a rope bra.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll be right back because we got more musical guests. We got more musical guests? Oh, sorry. Sorry, Sasha. You're good. I'm so sorry. You do have nice legs.
I can't help it.
Stop sexually harassing the guests, Mark.
Talk.
Yeah.
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 Talk
amongst yourself.
Let Mr. Sexy talk.
Okay. Yeah, narrate.
What do you want to say, Sam?
Come on, do some narration.
Eli, do the play-by-play. So he's now separating her breasts, lifting them.
Lifting, yes.
Slowly separating the breasts.
That's good.
Lifting them up higher.
And now what are you going to do next, Orpheus? They're nice.
These are some nice boobs.
Well, last time you said her ass wasn't a ghetto booty. What about now?
Hey, and you know what? Nobody asked me how I know her or didn't know her.
Yeah, we told. Last time on the show, you said up. You guys never met.
We never met, but we were supposed to have met, and I was supposed to do her on fire.
Missed encounters, right?
That was on our show. Josie, we got some special guests here. Nesta Rodriguez and Simon Coffin from Historias Public Radio.
What's up, homeboy?
They're on at 9 o'clock right after our show. Our show is a crazy free show, as you can see. Their show is like being at a barbershop in Spanish Harlem with a bunch of guys talking shit. Am I right?
That's a good description, actually.
David Berger, who's on a 10, is like a college angry, professor. Angry college
white
professor.
Supremacist.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wait.
Yo, this is out of control.
It's my birthday.
But Chuck, if you can let them Chuck, if you can let them have your mic.
Tail with
you.
Yeah, get over
it. Josie, they got a little freestyle for you.
Well, we're just going to fuck around a little bit.
Yo, bust it, yo. We got the freaky deek, don't stop, eat the meat. The boogity boogity beat. Motherfuckers be coming out the head with the shaved knuckle ski. The Boricua, the Bronx boogie style barbershop. You know what I mean? Shaving all the pubic hairs out your knot.
Yo, you got the shirt with the leopard print getting tied up in a stent like this. Yo, happy birthday, miss. Ooh, just a little bit of this. Looking hot like licorice. Twim twist. Slap into a Slim Jim by a man behind him with a red scarf. Tie you up. Drinking a lot of Grey Goose. We gonna barf. But who gives a fuck? Because that's what the fuck we do.
5 minutes from now, the nipples are gonna come out. Pop down. You don't stop. With the glasses and the juicy top.
Yo. We making it happen. We just up in the studio rapping with Dark Mark. Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Skid Row Studios, downtown L.A., South Olive Street with the freaky dick. Peace.
All right.
Happy birthday, Josie.
Thank you.
We love you.
You know we love you. Here, I'll pour you some.
Holy shit. All right.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I like to drink absinthe before I'm live on the air.
Try it. Do it. It's good.
You know, he's driving.
Yeah.
Okay, well. So easy on him.
That's it. What's this shit do?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what he does.
Well, put it this way. You're Jewish, it makes you muscle.
Another Jewish, that changes shit.
Your foreskin's gonna go back, motherfucker.
To all the listeners out there, Josie, look at your eyes. You better realize I'm circumcised. That certain size, but you, boy, you need to realize I'm coming through Skid Row Studio for you.
Got some skin for you. 1, 2, boogaloo. Yo, check it out. We had like Dark Mark the other night at the
Josie and Simon spinning the dreidel and shit.
I spent in dreidels for cash back in 1993 when I used to go to Seattle Hebrew Academy.
Yo, Josie's vagina is kosher, motherfucking shit. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. My man Larry Lair, we want some fun. Know what I mean? With the motherfucking G string up your face. Pop, pop.
Well, tell him about the marijuana thon. You were just about to do that.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say marijuana thon. I went to go see my man.
Dark Mark.
No. Jeffrey Peterson. Jeffrey Peterson and Dark Mark, because I haven't seen you perform in a long time.
Neither.
Last time we performed comedy was in San Diego. Anyway, I went to go see Jeffrey Peterson. So, you know, it's basically a bar, and comedians are just performing in front of comedians. It's like an embalmer at a fucking mortician's convention. You know what I mean?
That's a perfect crowd for me.
That's mine.
Right. Yeah. Perfect crowd for Mark. Except Mark gets up on stage. Mark, I fucking love you, dude. Mark gets up on stage, and the first thing he does, he says something. You know what I'm talking about to this female comedian.
You know what I'll do.
Latina chick.
No, it was Tanya.
What did you say?
I said, you know what a used penis looks like.
I haven't had a cigarette.
And she walked out.
She gives him a look, and then she fucking walks out. And I'm like, come on. So they leave poor Dark Mark alone on the stage.
You're going to move
down
slow.
Anyway, no, so nobody's paying attention. Because I'm trying to know Chelsea. Yeah. Orpheus now.
Look at the back. Oh, my Christ, Josie.
Orpheus, what does the stick do?
Can I borrow your...
That makes it so I can release her hands really quick. So if she really get...
So if she were getting numb, I could take the stick out and it would just release all the pressure.
Oh, okay. That's what you call it.
Josie, where's your purse? I want your debit card.
Oh, yeah. So
now what are we going to do?
So what we're going to do is we're going to give her her birthday spanking.
Happy birthday.
Before we do that, give me two minutes here.
Wait till I tie her hands up to give her gifts.
I know.
You
have an articulate tongue.
This guy's back to the camera. That camera's being just
black. Okay. How's the camera? Is everything? Can you see everything? So, I don't have time to give you everything on the air, but...
Oh, no, it depends again.
Depends again.
Oh, no.
It depends on what.
Yeah. You know, it's good, but my pit bull's on her period. That's
right.
I got Josie the Pussycats on VHS.
Yay.
Nice.
Oh! Who has VHS now?
Well, anyway, this is the real gift. I'll give those to you later, but I'll show you the rest of these later, but I wanted to show you this while you're tied up. I had some art commissions.
If I had
so he doesn't get slapped.
Oh no, I'm afraid.
Let me see it.
Pass that around.
Show the entire class.
My God.
The Dark Mark show.
Her future ex-husband is going to be so threatened by this.
That's so fucking cool right there.
You look great. I look ridiculous. I don't know what they did with me.
You both look
a lot thinner. I'll give you that. But it looks like my face got punched in. I don't know what they did. But
made me more ugly yet thinner. Well, we could work with this.
But Josie looks perfect. Okay. Now, Orpheus, you do what you do.
Okay, so can we move this stuff right here?
Yeah.
And we'll
I don't care about any of that. Except don't fucking touch my beer, though.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
He must be Irish.
I actually am. Yeah.
And so we got 6 minutes to beat this ass.
Okay. Are you ready? Bend the waist.
Assume the position. That's what we say in the biz.
Angle the camera, dude. Okay.
You immediately know what to do.
Come on. Yeah. How many?
How old are you?
29. Shut up. Work with me.
Now,
see the butt. We gotta see the butt, Joseph. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
Get in on that goodness. I heard that.
That was
like a fire.
Wow.
It's
just warming up.
That sounded like a car door closing.
Rub that shit out already.
Listen to the woman.
It's all.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's like,
this motherfucker knows physics and shit. He's making a wave of energy travel through his hand into his fingertips.
You don't want me to use my right hand. I'm right
here. No, don't.
That was my left.
Give it.
Okay, here he comes.
All we got warm.
No!
come on.
There's no safe word.
There you go.
On the dark market.
Give her a false sense of security. Oh, we want her to think that she can take more. So that we can get in there.
Here. Yes, that's better.
There you go. Yeah, you know what? I always try to be a dumb. Like I said, it's a full-time job not being an asshole. I really work on it.
Are you saying you're trying to find her asshole? What are you talking about?
Well, hey.
Come on, Josie.
Everybody feel free to talk on the mic and comment.
Oh. All right.
Everybody's speechless. Come on.
Wait.
Josie, you've been a naughty girl.
It's all about watching.
What are we up to right now?
Where
are we at right now?
We're on number four.
Have you been keeping track count?
This is my job.
So how about the local news?
Start all over.
Yeah, we'll just start all over.
I can pay.
Five. Six. Count. Start over.
Seven. I think we may have another.
Three.
Eight.
Yes.
Two.
You know how I was showing you the one-inch punch? That's what he's doing on that ass right now.
You've been a naughty girl.
Oh, good.
11.
And Eli, Joseph, Terry.
I want in on this.
I
want in on this.
I think I need some shots.
Pass that vodka over here.
Need some shots.
Asking me a shot to see
you,
Chad.
Are you guys 7 yet?
Everybody?
Sierra.
Take a shot. So here, we'll do 10. We'll do a tandem. We'll do 10.
Group spank. Group spank.
Okay, so that was 8.
Go ahead, Eli, do it.
Ready? For the last two, here it comes.
No. Ask me if I want to
come. That's 9. All right, I got to bring it way back to the studio.
And the windup and the pitch. It's gone.
It's good.
All right, you ready? You gotta hold the handle or she's gonna run.
All right.
Somebody's smacking her now.
Make me proud.
Oh my God, he loosened the wrist. Yeah. He's making some whip action.
Loosen up that tie.
I'm paying attention to what I'm doing back.
Who put Ken Kush on Vicks?
You only get one.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Come on.
Okay, I get one.
I want this Kill Bill style, all right?
Eli, make it count. You get one. Make it count. Yeah.
Yep, center it.
Two.
Become one with the ass. There it is.
Joseph, it's your turn.
Someone's gonna get shanked.
Joseph is gonna come.
Why'd you get them, man?
Very conservative spank.
If I had to, I'd split it between them.
I have rings on, just so we're
not. Very Republican style here.
Betty doesn't blog this.
I think wrong.
Come on, man. That was...
Chuck
needs to do it.
Oh, shit.
He's a drummer. He can do it. He's got rhythm.
I'm a drummer. We have no rhythm.
Bongo style.
Oh, no.
Let's get a little Babaloo.
There's too many big guys in here.
That's what she said?
All right. There you go. I'll be good.
No, you won't. I know you. Oh,
I want to see this.
Wipeout.
Yeah.
Hey,
wait.
Aw.
There. So you're missing one.
Sasha's next.
Oh, why?
Come
on, Sasha, make it sexy.
Sasha makes everything sexy.
Use your face.
Sasha does make everything sexy.
Use your face.
Holy moly.
Sasha knows how to work this.
I've been penetrated.
You know what I think about? We should take out the boobs.
Oh, no.
That would make it real sexy.
Hindsight is 2020.
Yes, it was.
That's the sanctuary slap.
Okay, okay, and now the best for last.
Mr. Mark. Dark Mark.
Give it to her, Dark Mark.
Yeah,
that's what's this? Is this your insurance policy you just took out on her?
Taking out my button. Oh, no. Right in the dark.
Grab the handle.
Keep it going. Please don't stop the spanking.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday!
We all love you so much. It's true. It's true.
So, Josie, there's 40 seconds left. The floor is yours.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. I'm very tired.
Come again.
Come again. And
again.
I'm pretty sure everyone said come again and again and again.
And again. I want to thank Sasha Scarlett. I want to thank...
I know what happened.
What is your name again? I'm so sorry.
Sahira.
Please come back. You, Sahira, Eli on the show in June. How about that? Yeah. We're on to that?
That sounds good to me. I'm down.
Thanks for coming. Orpheus, always. I want to have you back soon. June or July. Totally.
Sure.
And we'll get you a song. We'll get a whole thing going. Josie got out of that one real quick. She's going to stick on my ass. Jerry Huberman, thank you. We're going to do a second show with you.
Gaddafi.
Joseph, we're going to have you back. We're going to do a whole, we're going to have you like tear apart a liberal. We're going to do a whole thing. And then,
I'm liberal.
I know you're jumping on my ass.